Clipped up. We clipped up in this bitch.
Yeah, it's on. It's on.
Recording.
But, yeah, we're not, you know, we're not officially started. But once we get a few rips in and whatnot. Let me see. Let me clip this up.
Actually, well, my shirt's just a little droopy.
Oh, okay. Just bring it on back. Bring it on back. Yeah.
All right.
There you go.
How's that? Better?
Yeah, that's better.
Here we go.
All right, let me take a hit. Hey, like big government listening to us right now. Big government.
Fine, like here?
Yeah, you'll be fine right there. You'll be fine.
Well, I was gonna say, you might be able to sit next to me now because I have it like on this side.
What if I was like just over here? Would that be better?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you want the fan on?
It's up to you, I mean.
You, no?
I feel pretty good.
Feel so good? Far. Let me know if you want it on. Alright. I'm turning my screen brightness. I don't really take it outside, so. Alright. Alright, you want to grind up some more tree? Anything like that?
Are you demanding?
Damn, bro, these nuts are thick.
Oh, wow.
It's supposed to be an 8, so I mean, I'm guessing it's as thick as nuts.
Like density, right? Yeah, like I'm that, hoping. Yeah.
Because this is how the other pack I opened of it looked. It's only like 4 nugs.
Yeah, it's just like, that's when you know, like, that type of tree had a lot of development in the stage of, like, just forming, like, dense buds. Because, like, I had really fluffy bud where you have a lot more looking, but then it takes more to put that weight on the scale.
Yeah, right.
All right. When you were sending me about that wrestler, was it on...
Do you have a... Well, it doesn't matter, really.
What? You want that tray?
Well, yeah, just to... Yeah. But...
Yeah.
I know it's like you're recording, but you want to watch this quick video with me?
Yeah.
Gone missing after finding a truck full of bodies, apparently.
Shit,
like the person gone missing? Like who found it? Let me see. Oh, I have to read this. There's another horrible story here in Mexico. A woman was working at a gas station when a big truck arrived to charge gasoline. She received a big tip and the trucker left. A few days passed and the woman said the same trailer again. She wanted to say hello to that trucker. Unfortunately, she was at the wrong place and moment. She saw that inside of the trailer truck...
Was it filled with kids? People?
And moments later had a panic attack. She couldn't tell. She couldn't talk or even breathe. Breath. She was in pure shock. When the woman was a bit calm, she claimed that inside the truck were many corpses of infants. Days later, a person was killed with a message stuck in the torso with the message, "This happened to me because I saw what I was supposed not to." Not supposed to?
This video from a few years ago has resurfaced and is making its rounds around the internet.
Oh, I guess it's
this unnamed woman from Mexico was caught on camera having a panic attack, claiming she just witnessed something truly horrific. Almost immediately, her video went viral, being seen by many people in Mexico. But only a couple days later, woman appeared to have experienced a terrible fate. Let's take a closer look to examine
I guess.
Who killed her.
Is the veracity of her claims.
Because what she saw, she is right now. That's exactly what it was. What she saw, they killed her, right?
So it's got a little more purpose.
In 2019, this video was recorded in Mexico of a woman in hysterics trying to keep herself composed while trying to communicate to spectators what she had just witnessed. Let's go back to what happened just before the recording started. This lady was a worker at a gas station. Her job was to fill up the oncoming cars with gas and send them on their way. On this particular day, a truck that allegedly belonged to the Maseca company pulled up and she went to fuel up the truck. While doing this, she had to walk around the back of it. On her way around, she got a peek into the back of the truck and saw several deceased bodies of children piled up. Absolutely horrified, she quickly ran away and searched for help. In the middle of her panic, a passerby did what most people do nowadays when they see someone making a scene in public and pulled out their phone and started recording it. Probably a post on our public freakout or something. I don't know. This is where we see what would be the last
public appearance this woman makes.
No, I just needed to dump the weed.
Obviously, this is all in Spanish, so I'll try to translate this as best as possible. But because of the low quality, loud background noise, and frantic stringing together of words, I can only be so accurate. I tried using multiple different language translating software, and even ran this by a fluent Spanish speaker to try and get the most accurate translation possible. But even they had trouble understanding what was being said in its entirety. So, bear with me here. The clip starts with the person recording telling them, imagine if they come by and see you like this. I'm not entirely sure who is the they're referring to.
What does that mean? What
is
that?
Well, it's just like, even that, it's just like, damn, she's probably going to sell her out.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's just like, especially who is she telling her that for you to say they, when they see you like this?
Who probably would not want to see one of his employees freaking out like this on the job. But it also might be referring to personal trends, as they are mentioned immediately after by this woman. The next 10 seconds are just her panicking and trying to keep herself together before she shouts that she wants to go home.
Well, she's clearly in distress. She saw something that like, shook her, you know?
Yeah, I know, but damn, bro. Gotta try to keep calm, man.
Well, my whole thing is what I'm trying to make clarified on the podcast, because I know our viewers are not watching it with us, but it's like, clearly, you know, something caused her, like, she saw something, like, something's real, like, it's not fake, is what I'm saying. And yeah, I mean, she could have done a better job at composing herself, but when you're in shock like that, I mean, that's some real shock, you know?
After this, the woman says, I don't want to go home with him, before the woman next to her tells her that she needs to calm down or she will frighten them, presumably talking about her children. Eventually, another person comes by to ask what's going on. This next part, I don't know the exact translation of, but they're basically telling the woman that they're going to help her. In the final part of the video, we hear someone in the background talking about a truck that was carrying many children. Then, the video stops. But this isn't where the story ends. After this video was posted, it went viral in Mexico as people discussed whether what she was saying was true or not. A few days later, it was reported that this woman was found chopped up inside a suitcase in a vacant parking lot. Next to her body was a piece of cardboard that read, "This happened to me for seeing what I shouldn't have and for being a snitch." Of course, this detail only added more.
She wasn't a snitch, it was a person recording. That's an unfortunate event. That person recording blasted that in and that video all over, and that didn't help. Did not help for sure.
Here that are just not accurate at all. That final bit about the woman being found chopped up in a suitcase is a rumor that's been heavily popularized by a lot of TikToks.
When did this happen?
And I'm sorry, but can we just talk for...
Well, he's saying that he's saying that some of the details are not accurate of the story, so we'll see.
Second, about how trash this platform is, I swear to God, no one that covers these stories bothers to do even the bare minimum amount of research on these things. Half of these dumbasses just hear one person say something and then assume that it's true, no matter how bizarre it is. I could probably tell these people that I'm the second coming of Christ and they would eat that shit up. Is this a true story, CC? From what I've seen, I believe so. No, guys, it's not that simple. Stop misinforming people. Also, what the hell is this? Why do people make these reaction videos doing literally nothing other than making these stupid faces on top of someone else's videos?
Oh, seriously, yeah, what is up with that?
This is worse than XQC, Jesus.
This is crazy. Oh, what I wanted to talk about that brings up a good point on the podcast is,
design service can help you.
Is the NPC thing that's going around? Like, you can be a...
I think so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, like a cowboy. Right? Dude, I just think it would be so funny. Let's just like make fun of it and do like our own.
I can go ahead and quickly try to look for it.
I eat asparagus. All right, we'll just make a weird one.
Well, do you even know what platform they use to even do that on?
It looks like it's got to be like a Facebook streaming live stream or an Instagram live stream of some kind.
Because it sends like these or maybe emojis, these
TikTok,
hearts, right?
I think TikTok does live also. So it might just be TikTok also. And yeah, they send all the emojis. Because I guess, but I think it's also behind a paywall. I think that's the thing is they get paid to, because I saw one where it was funny. Not for her situation. But she had like her kid in the background. Something was happening. And she's doing the whole, ready like a cowboy. But she was, her original language was like, I'm guessing French. But she had her kid in the background, and she goes, "Scooch me that," and back to, and then you hear something in the background, like something crashed, and then she has to like wrap it up, and you ride like cowboy, and then she like runs off camera, but she like did it like a ton in a like she did it so
for
like
for all amount that she got paid for, right?
Yeah, we're trying to like you know catch you, like. Ice cream's so good.
See,
like,
the yeah, thing...
But it was so funny hearing, like, the child crying in the back.
Do you remember, like, when that first came about, like, calling somebody an NPC? Because I remember back in the day, it was just kind of like...
Did you take a hit?
Yeah, I did. That's why I passed it over there. You know, it was non-player character. Yeah. That's what it stands for those who don't know. But I just remember, you know, I was just playing RuneScape and many other games, like MU Online. You know, there's just non-player characters where, you know, you would...
Oblivion, even, like...
Oblivion, Skyrim. Yeah, and Skyrim and all that.
You ever beat that game, Skyrim?
No, I haven't gotten them in a while.
You get lost in the story, right?
I got to the point where I didn't even follow the story, and I just started massacring a whole town.
Oh, okay.
Like, I started killing the whole town, and what I would do is I would do the undead spell, and then they would be my army.
Oh, so dude, that's so dope. I didn't even get that for... Wow, you got high level now,
I killed enough people, at least 100, and I summoned them all up, and then whoever got beef with me, they all would jump in and attack the guy.
Yeah, that's so funny.
You got to the point where, like, I got so many people in the game following me that the game would glitch. And it would take a while when you're walking to load certain areas.
Wow.
So it got to the point where, like, gameplay was... I couldn't even play because I had so many people that... The dead people were undead and were following me.
Yeah. I've been watching this thing on YouTube where the guy... Where they... what they've been doing is buying consoles from Goodwill. Places like that. Thrift shops. You know, like, oh, I just got a Wii for, like... $20.
Yeah.
So, you know, and then they're like, guess what? I turned it on. They're like, oh, there's free game. You know, people leave games in there.
Oh, yeah. People leave
SD cards in there.
Speaking of that,
dude, this guy was like, and like, he'll fix them up. I mean, I don't know if you
want to. He'll fix them. He knows how to fix them.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you wanted to try to get into that, but he'll fix them up and flip it for like, oh.
I was going to say, my brother got a computer at Goodwill and it had a whole bunch of family's photos on it.
Yeah.
Somebody else's family photos. It looked like they went to some Asian country, probably like Singapore, but it looked really nice over there. But yeah, they did a bunch of just
family photos. People don't just like delete it. It's like, you gotta be careful, bro.
Right? What if, like, it'd be lucky if we got, like, somebody's Bitcoin wallet on one, right?
Right.
$1 million. Whoa.
Would you want to, like, invest in that every once in a while? Like, hey, let's spend, like, $50 on, like, a CPU. What would it be? Just, like, a CPU or something? And, like, plug it into a monitor and just see what's on
there. And see what's on there?
Yeah.
That'd be a cool thing to do. Start doing it at, like, Goodwill. Like,
yeah. Shops. Just, like, hey, just see what's on there. And then, oh, if there's nothing on there, maybe, I don't know what you would do after. Scrap it. Throw it back at Goodwill. I don't know.
Right.
Just throw it in the trash, I guess. I don't know.
I know I, what did I buy at Goodwill? It was like those power banks, but they hold a lot of memory and stuff. You can extra storage. They're small portable ones. Well, I found one at Goodwill, and I had the same thought. I was like, yo, what if somebody's, you know, Bitcoin wallet address is on here or some stuff, you know?
And well, like, then, even, like, again, game consoles, like, okay, so you know you have, like, a PS3 here. Say at Goodwill, okay, it's a PS3, but they don't have the cables, so it'll probably be, like, $15.
Yeah.
Like, you would do that, and it's like, oh, well, I just got a whole other PS3, and then you could buy the cables eventually for cheap and just flip it as long as it's, like, everything runs good. And you still make, like, you know, flip it for, like, $50, because, like, Those consoles still, like, sell. I know Xbox, the 360 store from Xbox 360 is just starting to shut down.
Oh, the Xbox 360 store?
Yeah. Really? Yeah.
I wanted to show you this. Maybe we can link this in our links for the podcast.
Did you want
to
finish this video? This video is still happening.
Yeah, yeah. I just wanted to show you this because this was about the WWE star. Is that the same guy? If you want to play it, it's not.
Yeah,
you,
it is the same guy. I already know the name. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know.
That was 2 days. That was just 2 days ago when he was walking. You know.
No, this was posted 2 days ago.
Okay.
But this was probably just old footage.
Okay.
Like, I don't know. Let's see if it says. Usually in the comments, they'll say when he did this. Because I know apparently the story is like he was wrestling. He had like one match and then took a long time off because he got sick again. They said it was COVID related and it brought up like some heart issues.
So for those who don't know, we're talking about Bray Wyatt, right?
His name is Bray Wyatt is the name he used as like the character. But,
oh, okay.
You would have to look up his real name.
So his real name is Wyndham Rotunda?
Wyndham Rotunda, yeah. His dad was also a wrestler.
That's a unique name. I mean, that's kind of like out there, but like...
His father was a wrestler, his brother is a wrestler. A lot of the wrestlers, like, it's really like a generational thing. Especially like, his dad was like an old school wrestler from back in the day, so... A lot of them are like, yeah, they like pass it down to their kids. Pretty cool.
No, was he like a wrestler like The Undertaker? Did he like involve like wearing like dark clothing? Like
Gimmick was more of a, especially during the COVID time where they didn't have live audience, so they played a lot with more of like a movie effects. So he did a lot of stuff like, if you don't mind me looking up on your phone here, I'll just go to like a YouTube video and pull up like. Some of his like stuff, cause when he first debuted in the WWE, I think I was still watching, but I was like getting out of it because you know high school and hanging out with friends and stuff. But I think when he started in the WWE, he started as a group. He had a group of guys, and they their characters were like, oh, they're like if you've ever seen like. Have you ever seen, like, the Wrong Turn movies?
What is... No. What
no?
Is,
okay. I mean, it's a, so, his character...
The Wrong...
No, don't look that up. Just look up the... Just look up Bray Wyatt.
Okay.
WWE. And let's just go to YouTube. Man, just a lot of the stuff is going to be about his death right now, unfortunately. Okay, but if you can just see this picture here. So, if you can see, like, his little character there... Like, he did a lot of, like, horror stuff like that. If you can see, like, that mask he's wearing.
Okay, like, Korn, like, a Slipknot type stuff.
Yeah, that was towards the end. But, like, when he began, his was more, like, I don't really know how to describe it other than, like, they were, like, there was three of them. And it was, like, they almost like a horror movie where, like, oh, they would, like, murder you if you, like, ran into them in the woods. But, I don't know, it was, like... It kind of sounds stupid describing it because they're just wrestlers.
But
okay,
look,
here we go. This is exactly, I don't know what you would prefer. Okay, this is like when they first started. This is like when he first started, this is what their like character was. This is what their characters, he started that group.
So he
and then interestingly enough, that guy is dead too. That guy with the black beard, he actually died in 2020 from COVID-related reasons also. Yeah, see, this is 2014. So, yeah.
Oh damn! She's wearing like a pig face.
Yep.
To exist, I fixed him. And now I send him out to your
world. So yeah.
So like yeah, that was like the kind of characters he created. You don't have to watch it all, really.
It's dark. I mean,
so, yeah,
it is
like a horror movie-esque. You know? Oh, that, This is my phone?
No, that's mine, but you can take it for the
podcast. Oh, okay, okay, my bad.
Just search up. No, you're good. But, well, there's other links in there.
And then this is, okay, I don't know if he'll have, like... Okay, so then he went to, through this phase. So you saw that phase. Then he went through this phase where he started doing stuff like this. Now, this is around 2019.
Firefly Funhouse?
Where, like, it still has that horror movie kind of vibe to it, because you'll see, like...
But it's tailored to kids. Right.
Yeah, but it's like a kid. It's like, but like a horror movie vibe. Like, oh, yeah. I'm a nice guy. But like a crazy. It's like he's always crazy. Like it's like,
the, yeah.
Like, loves to
stuff his face with. But like more or less, it, like a little, like a kid would watch this rather than the other one.
I actually misspoke when I said his debut was that horror movie character. He was actually in the WWE before, but he didn't have a character like that. He was just kind of like, just a. They call him jobbers, which is just like a guy who's like there to kind of get beat up. You know, he's not really a main.
What do they call him? What are they?
Jobbers.
Jobbers.
Jobbers are like they're just there. You know, they're kind of low.
Is that like known specifically in the wrestling world?
It's like a term that they use. So like they're like just starting out, so they're young guys who aren't like, you know, they've probably been only in the business a couple years. So, like, at this point, he's probably been in the business probably, like, 15 years before he, like, had this big break, like, where he was his own character. But before he was, I think they called him, like, Husky Harris or something like that, which was, like, his first debut.
So, kind of, like,
and like
different marketing techniques and seeing what
like,
stuck.
But he was part of a bigger group, and, like, he didn't really have any, like, he didn't have, like, really any time to himself unless he was getting beat.
Go back to the time where you said his friend died, too. When did, do you know his name?
His friend that died? I didn't want to do that.
I mean, friend, co-star.
So, when he died, at the time, he died in 2020 due to the COVID complications.
Do you know his name, though? His wrestling name?
Man, I don't remember off the top of my head.
Go back to that video that was the 2014 one. Maybe we can find the link for it, and then maybe see... maybe there's a name given in the description. Do you know where the video was for that?
I'll go back, yeah. Oh. So this is some of his last stuff. Was, like, doing stuff like that. They called him the Fiend Bray Wyatt.
Oh, man, we gotta include that as a picture, man. That looks fucking scary, right? Bro.
So again, like, that was kind of his vibe, was a horror movie vibe. I would have to see what he was last doing before, like, he went off, like...
Oh, didn't mean for that to go off.
Alright.
Alright,
well, here's a... So I don't know if he'll have his name in here. But, like... But his friend died in 2020, got sick of, I think it was, again, COVID complications or something along those lines.
COVID complications because he got COVID or because it was...
I think he had got COVID induced. And then something else happened. Same kind of situation. I don't think it was a heart attack, though. But he was in a different wrestling company at the time. So at this point in 2020, they weren't a tag team anymore. They had.
Wait, that's interesting. So how does that work? There's different wrestling companies.
Yeah,
like, it's not like. So what's WWE then?
So WWE is one wrestling company.
Isn't there just two?
And then there's another one.
But there's more than two then.
Well, there's tons.
Oh.
They're just not. WWE is like the big leagues. You know, it's like if you're in that, that's like you know, you're getting paid well. I mean, if you're on TV, you know, you're getting paid pretty decent. But there's other ones that are televised, just not as commercially as the WWE, because, you know, they've been around for so long, and their marketing.
What was the other one's name? AEW?
AEW's one. That's a more recent one. I don't remember when they started. I think they
started. Wasn't there one that they had to switch up their brand name because it was close to, like, I don't know if it was... I don't think it had anything to do with wrestling, but it was, like, some other...
I know the WWE, they had to do WWE.
It was like the world.
Yeah, it was a WWE with a WWF.
Okay, yeah, for like the World Wildlife Foundation?
Yep.
There we go. Okay.
But, yeah, so when he died, they were already in separate companies, and usually the companies don't talk about each other. Like, they don't usually mention the fact that, you know, like, other companies that exist, you know? But,
Well, that, I mean, that brings up a good point, because I didn't know other companies existed like that. You know, I'm thinking it's just WWE, and then the
AEW.
AEW, yeah.
That's what, I saw that one live with my brother, actually, at Germain Arena once.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Pretty fun.
I only remember when, it was at my local church where I saw a wrestling match.
And then, there's other smaller promotions for sure. Like, there's like, companies that feed into the WWE. I can't think of any off the top of my head because I don't... But I know there's, like...
So what was that Wrong Turn you brought up earlier?
Wrong Turn is just a horror movie about, like, a family in the woods that kills people. But that's just what I was, like... That's, like, the vibe that they were giving
off.
Okay,
okay.
Because, like, again, before he was that character, he was, like, this Husky Harris character who was part of a bigger group. I don't really remember too much about it because, again, he wasn't very significant. But eventually, look, this is the debut of his characters here. The Wyatt family, because his name was Bray Wyatt.
Yeah.
So now...
So that's the same video we just watched earlier.
Well, this is, like, this is their actual, like, oh, this is when they first... stepped foot in the ring as these characters.
Okay.
As this tag team.
I got
so
you.
This is like a video, I guess, or a little promo video.
I have only brothers and sisters, all in the name of cause.
The cult leader kind of vibe, you know?
Fear. They worship war, they crave war.
Again, this is like 2014. Almost 10 years ago.
Between their toes, and they do nothing about it. They only stand there, they whisper.
All right, let's see when they...
Stand.
This is always pretty funny because in the videos, he always lights it with a match. But because it's an open frame, he can't, like, he doesn't take that out to the arena. It's a light bulb. In the arena, but it's so funny because he still blows it out, and it's like it's a light bulb. I don't know. But, oh, there you go. Yeah, it's a light bulb. All right, but let's see if they like actually get. There you go. Oh shit.
So, like, the closest thing I can relate this to would be, like, the guy's performance of who did The Undertaker, who has that dark persona.
Yeah,
has
yeah.
that, like, dark energy.
Yeah, it's just, like, The Undertaker's supposed to be, like, the dead man. Like,
oh. Yeah, so, but like, yeah. I'm more, like, they're on the same team, yeah. is what I'm trying to say. Like,
yeah.
they're on that
more
side.
Like the
you know
darker,
how,
so yeah.
You know how,
yeah.
if like, you ever played World of Warcraft, there's, like, the good against the evil? I forgot the correct names for it, but...
Yeah, well, it's
but
funny
like
because
allegiance or the alliance
really,
or the
there's really no good or evil. It's really honestly yeah. the crowd what they decide. Because sometimes the crowd like there was a period in time like John Cena was like the they like booed him. You know, there's a period in time where like they were chanting Cena sucks.
Really,
and it was just like because they were just so tired of seeing him.
I mean, I know he was.
He was
when
like
we were growing up.
Yeah, he was the main guy for so long
main
that
guy for so long.
Eventually they got tired of seeing him, and they like booed him out.
Wow.
No, not booed him out, but like you know they booed him a lot, and like, and now he's a he took some time away. And now every time he comes back, but yeah, that's all.
Oh, he took him. Dude, I know he did acting. I know
he still does acting. Yeah.
Does he really even?
He's
not,
he comes back every once in a while. He gets the cheers now. But.
I don't know what you think of his acting skills. I don't really think they're that. I mean...
No, I only thought, I just saw him in one thing. I forgot what it was.
I know, I saw him.
But he was, like, he was just trying to, like, threaten the guy, but he was just saying something stupid, like, I'll lick your asshole.
Whoa.
Yeah, he was just
Whoa.
So fucking stupid because he was just so, just a big, swole guy trying to be tough. And then the lady's like, that's not a threat. That is not a threat.
That's just disturbing. That's really disturbing.
I look like Mark Wahlberg ate Mark Wahlberg.
So, yeah, right now I'm just kind of looking for, through my notes here, another subject that we can discuss about. I know that they are trying to bring COVID.
Sorry to go back to the wrestling thing. Actually, you brought up The Undertaker. One of The Undertaker's last appearances in WWE was he, like, shook Bray Wyatt's hand and, like, whispered some... They call it, like, the rub, when, like, a high-level star like The Undertaker, like, takes the time to, like shook his hand, like, hey, you know, because Bray Wyatt...
He's passing the torch.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, that's an iconic photo that just passed, this past year. It was an anniversary of the WWE, and, like, yeah, at the end of the match, like, yeah, The Undertaker came out, and, like, he shook his hand, whispered in his ear, and they said, like, he whispered, you know, passing the torch, you know, it's your show now.
So, just speaking of his passing death, of Bray Wyatt, he said it was a heart attack?
It was a heart attack, they said, brought on by complications of due COVID-19. To COVID. Yep.
Well,
they don't even say COVID-19 anymore. They just say COVID.
COVID. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, right? So it's like it's all...
It's very broad. Yeah. Because COVID, there was already COVID before. Yeah,
across the board, right?
Yeah. Well, they're trying to bring mask mandates back in this article here. I know they've been mentioning, different variants of COVID. I don't know what that really means.
Yeah, you know. I don't know. I saw that it's probably just, you know, another thing to get the mail-in voting because, you know, the elections are coming up.
Oh, because his term's coming close to end, right?
Right. Yep.
That is interesting. But, yeah, I mean, those characters that they give for the WWE, I mean... There's only a select few that I remember Dark Side characters.
It's just kind of... It's funny how, like, far they've kind of gone into, like, more of a movie-esque kind of roles. Like, because back in, like, the 70s, like, in the... mainly the 80s, like... The wrestling, like, you know, like, it wasn't so well known to be, like, you know, fake or predetermined or whatever, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, you know, they took it, you know, because back in the day, they had, like, different, it wasn't, like, companies, you know? You had, like, they called it territories, so, like, Florida and Georgia, you know, the South here would be, like, its own territory. And, like, you know, Texas is its own territory. And you have the guys from New York and California, you know, so they had, like, different... And it was really, I forgot, I think Vince McMahon's dad. He was a territory, I think, in that New York area, Connecticut.
Would anybody, like, step outside of their territory?
Yeah, I mean, I think they would do that, you know, but, like, you worked it out, and, like, you know.
It was just, like, promotional.
Because at the end of the day, what happened was eventually Vince McMahon started just buying up the territories.
Oh, okay.
And monopolizing. You know, and it went from
the industry.
Yeah, and it went from territories to now we got to have wrestling companies because, like, territory doesn't... Because, like, again, back in the day, like, wrestlers were just getting paid cash. You get paid, you know.
I remember even seeing the Spider-Man that we grew up with when he was trying to become...
That scene. Like, and that was 2000s.
Yeah.
You know, that was the 2000s.
Yeah.
You know, so imagine, I always think it'd be so cool because, like, that's when, like, I don't know, doing... You could almost do anything back in, like, the 70s. I don't know. I just felt like it was just easier to, like... Because, like, it was almost like... You would, like, just run away from home and, like, I'm just going to join the wrestling. You know, you'll just find pro wrestling on, like, the carnival. And, like, you just hang out with them and then...
Like, the carnies, even. I know that was super big, hanging out with the...
Yeah.
Going fair to fair.
And just eventually... Because, I forgot who it was. There was a story about him. He worked for the WWE. He was one of the announcers. But, like, he said he got into it. He was just drawing pictures for the wrestlers. He drew really well. But, like, he drew, like, really detailed pictures of the wrestlers and would send them out. And eventually, like, just, like, got into it from there. And he started... First was, like, by the ring. drawing the pictures, like, they paid him to do that, and then they paid him, like, oh, do you want to, like, try and get in the ring, and, like, that's how he became, and I was like, wow, that must be cool.
That's and really cool that he was able to found and got it in with his artistic abilities of drawing. And
yeah, like, Tennessee and all that. I think those areas, they still, like, take the pro wrestling, like, Oklahoma, like, those areas that you don't really want to, like, not much goes on. Like, they take wrestling so pretty seriously, I think.
I think that's even the same for football in most areas.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, just like football, yeah, they take their... I remember even going through Alabama that they were like, you guys are Florida State fans, aren't you? Because we said we're from Florida. And it was just like, they took college football very seriously.
Oh, wow. And so they already assumed that you're Florida State fans?
Yeah, we're just like, oh, no, not too big into football. They're not into football!
No, not really. But I gave you that article, that link to read up a little bit, because it goes into...
Chatterjee?
It goes into... First, the title is just, like, how it helps, like, this shopping trend or whatever. How people... To sell more or something? To sell things faster? But it goes into non-player characters about NPCs. The most recent one. About people just saying certain phrases, and they're getting paid for it. It's funny that it's, like, coming in the news, and this has been always, like, a gamer term for the longest time. Like, if you were a gamer, you would know, like, what an NPC was. It's just so funny how...
Well, even they came out with that movie. I forgot. I don't know if you ever seen it, but, like, he's, like, an NPC in the game. And then he realized, like, he comes to life or something.
Oh, are you talking about that one with, he plays Deadpool?
Yeah, yeah.
That guy? Yeah.
He, like, becomes... I've never seen the movie.
I've seen it.
It's good?
I thought it was interesting, and it was different. It was,
But, like, I don't know, does it just, like... Because, like, he becomes aware.
Yeah, you
know?
He becomes aware. The NPC becomes aware that he's living in a video game, and it's, like, not real.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
It's worth a... watch?
I watched, the movie where they make fun of Fast and the Furious, that's super fast.
Oh, yeah, it's called Super Fast.
Yeah, that's really.
When did you watch that?
Last night at work. Damn, looks like it's gonna rain out here.
Oh wow! I didn't even notice. Yeah, the clouds are definitely gathering up.
Yeah, I mean, so far that's a lot. Oh, the Maui fires are still going on.
Oh, so that one that okay. So you know how we're watching Unsealed Conspiracy Files?
Yeah.
At your place. So, is that what... When we were watching the harp...
Yep, about harp.
About harp. When we were watching that... So, they mentioned that about the ionosphere, or something about our atmosphere, how they're shooting up, like, wavelengths, our type of frequency waves, to disturb the atmosphere, disturb the weather... and manipulate the weather and do all sorts of things. But do you remember what it said about how they could use that to kind of, like, open up a hole in the atmosphere and, like, kind of direct where that hole is, and then it just be letting in just direct sunlight and then causing a natural fire that way? I'm thinking that's what he said. And then I'm just saying... If we and that same document that we're talking about, that came out what in 2012.
Yeah, the show.
Yeah, the show.
Yeah.
Unsealed Conspiracy Files.
Yeah, Unsealed Conspiracy Files. So yeah, 2012.
Back to the
That was just a time in TV where, like, before the internet really was, like, as big as it is now, streaming wasn't that big. Like, Netflix was a thing, but, like...
Was it you that showed me the clip, and it was of early Obama when he was saying, it doesn't matter what you do, what we say, just flood it, flood the internet. I want to so they don't know what to believe.
I don't know.
Whether it's false, whether it's true, make them question everything. So it's hard to tell the truth. So no, I don't think that was you, the video. No, then if it's not ringing a bell, it might have not been you who showed me it, but it was of early Obama saying that about, and it's just like It's crazy just, like, how it all, like,
flew. Well, again, it's just, like, once Trump got elected, like, that's when everything kind of changed. Even, like, TV and movies changed. Things started getting a little less creative.
Well, didn't we also notice they started censoring Friday? That's when we were like, whoa, this, like, this is aired on TV, and they didn't censor the smoking scene before. Smoking
marijuana. Yeah, they didn't censor before, but yeah, they cut away from it.
Yeah.
Well, even in the radio, like, I don't know, they censored so much to the point where, like, man, they censored the whole sentence of a song. Just talking about, like, getting high, you know? And it's just like, why even play the song? You know? Because then you're going to look up the real song, and it's like, oh. It's like, that's why, you know, radio's kind of dying. You know, but...
Well, I even, like, because in my work truck, I mean, all I have is radio. There's only, like, a few stations that actually play music, and the other stations, yeah, I mean, they got some four hardcore Christian station, God station, like, Jesus station.
Well, it's just this area. I mean, of course you go out just different areas, different... wavelength, you know, of
yeah it doesn't go as far. I know when I was in Colorado, I got a good variety of music on the radio.
Well, even like out by my brother now, they have a hard rock out there again,
out by Fort Myers.
Yeah, so you might be able to get it here. I've been able to get it in North Naples every once in a while. 103.3, you get it out here, and it's hard rock.
I gotta check it out.
Or 94.1. But 94.1, sometimes it gets to a Miami station, too.
Oh, okay.
And you'll get, like, rap music.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's actually a good rap station where they'll play, like, rap from, like, when we were, like, kids. Like,
R. Kelly?
No, I meant, like, you know, like, early, like, J. Cole, early, like, Kendrick Lamar. Okay. Like, oh, I remember this from in high school. Like, early Drake stuff, you know.
My brother's alarm actually was R. Kelly, one of R. Kelly's album.
R. Kelly. It's the remix to Ignition.
Yeah. So. Oh, another. So I thought this was interesting. In like crypto news. I guess. Arkham Intelligence. I guess it's like a hacker group or something like that. But they're monitoring the former president's Trump crypto wallet. I thought that was interesting. Because I guess Trump has his own NFT and his own...
I don't know. But just think about it. Do you think it's really Trump? 80-year-old Trump? Like, yeah, make sure I have my crypto wallet. You know?
I mean, you know how they... When you get to that, like... And you get to that big and, like, that amount of money... Don't those people have normally have, like, their own, like, financial, like, advisors and, like...
Yeah. So, that's what I'm saying. It's like, everybody... Like, Trump isn't even probably aware...
Yeah.
...that he has a crypto wallet. That's, well, it's just, funny. Like, even you think about his Twitter. Just think about... Because, again, he's 80 years old.
Yeah.
Think about an 80-year-old using Twitter.
It's... I don't know. I don't even use Twitter.
You know? So, yeah, I don't even, like, use Instagram to actually post.
Oh, speaking of Twitter, since you're on the subject, you know it rebranded to X?
Yeah.
But, people, I've also even noticed people mentioning in the comments, they're like, it's gone so dark now. I know, like, the theme itself is dark, you can, you know, but, even in the name X, like, what do we know X for? Like, alcohol and pornography, right?
Yeah, right. X-rated.
Yeah. And so I wanted to tie this in because somebody mentioned this to me, but it has relation to do with, like, Osiris Rising. We can even look in back at, like, the Egyptian days when they were crossing their arms. It's just interesting because, I mean, I personally, as a marketing... To change, like, because, like, you have to change the whole bird itself, too. The whole blue bird.
Yep.
It's gone. So now you got this, just this black background and with this white
tweet.
X.
It's, yeah, right? So they don't call it a tweet anymore.
Yeah, they don't call it a tweet anymore. What is it? So it's, like,
right.
This whole, it's like, if I were him, he should have just done what Trump did and just make his own Truth Social.
Yeah, right? Well, even like...
why didn't he just make his own?
It's not Facebook anymore, it's Meta.
Yeah, well, like, that Meta's like the parent company, and then therefore back then it was Facebook. Yeah. So there's Meta now governing Facebook and Instagram. And all the other companies.
Yeah, right. And so does now Elon Musk doesn't own Cash App though, right? Because I remember Cash App was owned by the guy.
Cash App was owned by Jack Dorsey, which was the former CEO of Twitter. I think Jack Dorsey still runs Cash App. But I know there was the recent news about that Cash App stabbing, where it was the founder actually.
Guess we're gonna have a first tropical storm coming in Tuesday, Wednesday.
Oh really?
Yeah. Nice.
90 miles per hour.
Tuesday, Wednesday.
90 miles per hour.
And it's guaranteed.
It'll be a 90. It says Gulf of Mexico heading to Tampa.
We'll get a little bit, but not that bad.
We're gonna get a wind.
So it's not a hurricane though.
It's a tropical storm, but it's going from 75 to 90. What's up?
Okay. Well, at least it's not a hurricane.
No, but it is. You never know. Sometimes.
Well, like even the last one. I mean, it just did that little swivel and second. So who knows? Who knows by the last second? Oh, it's a category one. Yeah. You know?
All right. Well, maybe we'll jump to three.
Guess what's on Tuesday? First day of September.
Oh, that's okay.
That's when it starts. That's like September all the time.
Yeah. So
they stay awake here in your household.
So just going back to the stabbing. So Bob Lee was actually, I think, the creator of Cash App. Let's go see. So Bob Lee was, that's so unfortunate, was an American businessman and software engineer who helped create Cash App. Think about that.
Yep.
So now if you had him when he was alive, he was the head man in charge. So now who takes over those reins? Is it Jack Dorsey? Let's go find out. So Jack Patrick Dorsey, American entrepreneur, internet entrepreneur, philanthropist, of course.
Philanthropist.
You got to be like that with Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates out there being a philanthropist, huh? Okay, so then it says he's a co-founder and formerly owned of CEO of Twitter. So get this. As well as a co-founder and principal executive officer and chairperson of Block Inc., which it's all the same. He developed Square, which Square also owns Cash App. So you can also think he's in charge of Cash App now. So if you even go, I think I did a little bit of research back in the day on him. He has ties to one of the financial guys close up to the government in Congress. And Jack Dorsey was put in charge to establish a new form of payment system, a new digital payment system, which he did, which would divert away from like paper fiat. I think it's all crazy because I do believe he is in the best interest of Congress. They're all working together. Same thing with Elon Musk. I mean, private company who's that close with the government, who's able to launch rockets in the space.
Yeah, right.
You know, yeah, he definitely... Same thing with Jeff Bezos and his Blue Origin, you know. Is it your hair or my head?
It's your head, I think.
Oh, it's my head. See, do you have anything to add to that with, I don't know, anything in our discussion?
I hate them. Oh, we can talk about how we recently watched about the Python hunter who went out into the Everglades.
Where was that? That was just because all I remember is like somewhere in the Everglades.
That's all he really put it out as. I mean, we could try to Google Map our way.
Because I know there's some...
But apparently, yeah, he went out to this facility. He was on the Joe Rogan Experience also, where he talked about this.
He was on the Joe Rogan Experience too?
Yeah. Your couch kind of moved back. Just saying. It might not be as sturdy as it used to be.
No, definitely.
But, yeah, he was on the Joe Rogan Experience talking about it, but I actually went to his YouTube channel and watched the video. So
how old is this video that we watched?
The video that we watched can't be more than a year old.
So, like, 2020, 2022, 2021?
I think even more recent than that. I want to say maybe even 2023. I'm not sure. We can... I mean, I guess we can...
So he was on the Joe Rogan Experience? But that must have been really recent, too.
The Joe Rogan was really recent. Joe Rogan Experience was... I'll tell you right now. Joe Rogan Experience was August 11th. And that video...
Do you know... What's his name?
He's just under Python Cowboy.
Okay. For all our listeners out there...
And then that video we watched 9 months ago.
So, yeah, explain. We watched the video about this guy who hunts... Well, his job is primarily to hunt pythons out in the Everglades. But I guess he stumbled upon this abandoned old NASA rocket facility.
He gets paid. He has licenses and all that, I guess, to remove invasive species, including, the python. And, so I guess... He said he needed special permission to go there. So, but that's what he says.
But
so
then
maybe,
again, there was a bunch of graffiti.
Yeah, but then when he gets there, again, you guys can hear the story on Joe Rogan Experience or watch his actual video on his YouTube. But there's basically, a lot of like cult and satanic stuff. Latin is written on the ground. There are buildings with all graffiti in them. There was a sleeping bag that he found. It was a rocket site for NASA way back in the day. And I think he said they used a...
Was it the Cold War era?
Yeah, he said it was a Cold War era. He talked about Jack Parsons being the guy who founded this specific location, I guess.
You said, who was the one that was close with Warnerberg?
That's Jack Parsons. Warner von Braun... And Walt Disney all are, like, the big space guys, apparently.
Couldn't you also speculate, like, they all got together and, like, faked the moon landing?
I mean, possibly, man. Who knows? Because, going back to the video, the site specifically, like, he even stumbles upon a rocket that's still in the ground, which is crazy to me that they dug over 200 feet down into the swamp.
Land, and it's not swamped in there, so like it's pretty
especially
dry.
All these years later, he didn't seem like there's any water in there.
No,
in the video, you guys would have to watch the video. Can link it.
But. We're telling you guys now because your boys, CarYourCast crew, right here. Your boys are gonna go explore this facility very, very, very soon.
Yeah, it'd be cool if we can find it to like make our way out there.
Yeah, right. That'd be the next step.
Yeah.
But, so yeah, apparently, he stumbled upon some dark shit.
And apparently, the guy who, this Jack Parsons guy was, a known Satanist, and,
What happened to him?
I think he died, in the video he said he died in a satanic ritual, but they never explained in the video. You can look it up. I think he died in some kind of explosion of some kind.
Alright, what was his name again?
Jack Parsons.
Huh. We already had Jack in from Jack Dorsey's in the previous search, so Jack Parsons, huh, right?
Yeah.
Alright, let's see what we get. John Whiteside Parsons was an American rocket engineer, chemist, Thelemite, occultist?
Yep.
What does that even mean?
Occultist, bro. He believes in the occult.
But, like, the first part, is that the... Just like the club he's in, the Thelemites.
I don't know. Look it up.
All right, I'll look it up. All right, so while we're looking that up, let's continue reading. Associated with the California Institute of Technology. Wow, smart ass dude. Very smart, but yet very dark. Parsons was one of the principal founders of both the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, very well into propulsion, wow, and Aerojet Engineering Corporation, which was later merged, bought out by NASA, right?
Yep, Aerojet. That's what the facility was, I think, in the Everglades, was an Aerojet facility.
So, yep, death by explosion, that's what it's posted as. So they say it was a satanic ritual gone bad, or
that's what he said in the Python Hunter video. I've never looked into his death or anything before that.
So like this, I haven't got the full Thelemite, but I have Thelema. Thelema is a Western esoteric
and
esoteric. Thank you. Esoteric and occult social and spiritual philosophy and new religious movement founded in the early 1900s by Aleister Crowley.
Aleister Crowley, yeah. Wow. So yeah, that goes into Crowley stuff.
An English writer, mystic, occultist, and ceremonial magician. Yeah. Damn, bro. They have that down. Dude, if they have that as you, that's what you did? It's like, dude, how real is this stuff, man?
Allegedly, he, if you look into the Aleister Crowley stuff, allegedly, yeah, dude, he ran in, like, some dark circles. He knew, allegedly, he knew, the serial killer, the, Jack the Ripper, who's never been caught, you know? He, like, murdered a bunch of, like, women, I guess.
I actually don't know that story.
Oh, I guess it was, like, some, I think it was London.
Really?
You'd have to look it up. Jack the Ripper, yeah. Funny, all these Jacks, right?
Yeah. This is, like, stay away from Jack.
Right?
Guys, stay away from anybody named Jack.
Jack or some shady people.
Yeah.
Some shady Jacks out there.
For real.
But yeah, I think it was London. Maybe it was New York.
So, a brief little snippet comes up. Says, Jack the Ripper was an unidentified, like you said, serial killer, active in and around the impoverished Whitechapel district of London, England.
Yeah, okay, so 1888. London, yeah. So allegedly, yeah, Aleister Crowley, like, ran in circles, like, and knew him, like, underground, and, allegedly had relations with, I think it was Barbara Bush, or Barbara Bush's mom, or something like that.
What? Really?
Yeah, like...
Is that why the Bush family's in, like, the Skull and Bones? Look
up, Aleister Crowley Bush Connection. Or Crowley Bush Connection or something like that. It doesn't matter. Should come up.
So is that why the Bushes are in, like, the Skull and Bones?
I mean, I'm sure that's part of it, definitely. Like, it's all a ritual thing, you know?
Alright, so stuff stuff does come up about the connection. I just quickly clicked on a link, prepareforchange.net. Let's see if it's a good one. Alright, so evidence points to a disturbing possibility that Crowley was the true father of Barbara Bush.
There you go, that's what it is.
Bro, this goes deep. This goes deep. And so, that lady that we have on our website, wasn't that the one that we were speculating might have been, like, a guy?
Which one?
I may be wrong. It was supposed to be, like, Bush's mother or something like that.
I honestly don't remember, to be honest.
All right. Well,
but, I mean, they're just trying to show it. I mean, it looks kind of like him, I guess.
Yeah, it does. I mean, I know I have it on our website where I have, like, a picture where I just, like, might just look like a guy to me. But,
yeah. But, I mean, if you believe in, like, apparently they all have, like, you know, like, huge orgies and there's sex magic involved. So, you know, they probably just have sex and don't know who's busting and who and...
Who's busting who? Damn.
Well, because even they say, like, if you look up, they say Justin Trudeau and Fidel Castro are, like, related or something.
Really? Well, don't they even say the Bush is related to Obama?
Yeah.
George W. Bush and related, like a cousin or something?
Yep.
Distant cousin?
All the presidents are related. You just type that in and the video will come up and, like, a 12-year-old, like, figured it out.
Wow. That's a smart 12-year-old.
Have you noticed, too, even back
even
then?
Even those ties where they're related to the Queen of England, who's related to Vlad the Impaler.
Have you noticed even back then?
Allegedly related to the Prophet Muhammad.
That the blue and the red were a lot closer than what they appear to be now. They may still be close, because, but they just were, like, for example, they were,
It wasn't like they hate each other. It's a new reality show. Mm. Let's get views, you know? Let's get views on these new. Because
back then, I remember Bush hanging out with Obama.
We gotta watch Obama hanging out with Bush. You know, we gotta get views on NBC. You know, we gotta get views on all these Comcast.
Now, but the thing is, with now is everybody's at war with each other.
Yeah. Oh yeah, keep them divided. You know, support your side. Yeah, wear your "Make America Great Again" hat. Fly your Trump flag on your truck.
Right. You fly know? That American flag on that truck.
Yeah, Biden did steal it. You know, it's just like, dude,
Trump really won.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly, that's what they want. It's a separation, it's a division. Divide and conquer.
And they're doing it, they're
working. You know,
they're
just like J.P. Morgan, you know, they funded both sides of the world war. I think even...
they funded Hitler.
Funded, yeah, exactly, funded both sides. They funded our side, too.
Yep.
And, I forgot who it was who funded, I think it was Rockefellers, maybe, who funded both sides of the Civil War.
Yeah, it's one of them. They had a pact growing up.
Yep.
They had a pact, and they, like, basically monopolized the banking industry. That's why the whole, it goes into whole, like, 1913, 1912, the Titanic sinking goes into...
Well, even there's, like, a separate, like, there's London, and then there's, like, the City of London, where it's, like, a big banking area. A lot of, like, the, you know, world banks are there.
Oh, speaking of banks, there's this bank that literally is the bank of banks.
The bank of banks.
I'm not even playing. They help bail out banks.
Well, because I don't know, maybe, I feel like, back, and you're talking about the 70s and 80s, I feel like it was easy to open up, like, oh, small little bank. You know, it's a little mom-and-pop bank.
Yeah, I'm getting the wrong info, but...
Okay, you're just a liar.
No, I kid you not. It's literally where they... Like, this is the bank that bails a bank out if the bank hits the wall and loses, like, everything.
Yeah. It's crazy. The world of big business, big money.
While you take a hit, I'll go see if I can find the article of what I was explaining about. Oh. So I have some interesting links that I saved up. Cause I, you know how there's ChatGPT and others out there. You know how Google's working on their own and Bing has their own.
Yeah.
Well, I've been actually playing with Bing because, you know, I have a Windows computer, and I've been asking this AI, you know, a few questions, and it's just crazy how, like, helpful, like, the responses you get, rather than, like, having to, you know, search it for yourself using a regular search engine. But then I got a few links here, which were just like, it's just pretty crazy what AI can do, because some of the links that they gave me was, like, for example, one of the links, you would basically upload your every episode of your podcast, and then it would gather your speech mechanism, and it would recreate another Brian. Another Justin out of that voice that you give it. So therefore, theoretically, dude, you can have a podcast that you didn't even do. AI did it for yourself. So you feed it a bunch of, like, MP3 snippets, files, yeah. Little snippets, and it picks up your, you know, your speech pattern, what you say, and then it's just making podcasts for you. And then another one I came across was just it blocks out white noise, so it AI automatically kills any silence, so it's like we had no gaps in our conversation whatsoever. So it kind of eliminates, you know, needing for an audio editor to go and, like, listen to it. It just does it automatically.
I mean, it's just crazy how far it's gone. Just thinking about, what was the one for Android back in the day?
Was it the Telespoof one?
No, it was like a little AI chat robot that you can just talk to.
I know there was Kik. Kik had one.
Kik had one too, yeah. Even Snapchat, I think, now has one.
Oh, really? So, yeah, it's becoming everywhere. It's like a well-known technology that every big tech company, I guess,
uses. Yeah, oh, it's AI. We have AI.
Right.
Well, it's just like how Cash App and Venmo, oh, now we have Bitcoin. Now you can buy crypto.
Yeah, I'm still weary about that. I mean, I don't know how I feel about crypto. Crypto is weird. It's a weird little aspect. Anything, and money is weird. Fiat monetary system is weird.
Yeah, right. Hey, go back to work, peasant.
Yeah, right?
Just go back to work. You know, you don't have the capacity to figure out money.
Okay, so I did actually eventually found it. It's called The Bank. Or Bank for International Settlements. Basically, it's a financial institution which is owned by members of the central banks. Its primary goal is to, like I said, serve banks for the banks. So if a bank has a problem, you know, they handle everything. So it's a bank.
And it's like the bank owes them.
Yeah.
So it's just like, wow.
And I have this article here though, which I thought was pretty interesting. So these financial guys are the banks of banks. So think about this. These are the top guys. So, and they're talking about the financial stability's risks from crypto assets in an emerging market economy. So what that means is, like, they're talking about the basically, the crashing of the fiat monetary system.
Yeah.
That basically all our money is diverging elsewhere, so the system's gonna crash. So I guess I'll include this link. You know, our listeners can read up on it. But I just thought that was interesting that these guys are the bank of banks.
Right. So yeah, what they said goes. It's like I don't know. I just think it's like crazy, because like, do you know who I am? You know, they're like that level. Like, do you know who I am?
Yeah. I mean,
do you think even we rode around Marco Island yesterday, saw those nice houses? But like, yeah, they have like four of those or five of those.
Yeah, and that's why they're all like vacant, because they're all at their other homes.
Different countries. Yep. Yeah.
Yep. So at that point, it's like these people here. It's like all foreigners.
Yeah.
There's no. It gets pretty crazy. It's pretty watered. Anything else you want to add to that?
No, not really, man.
All right. We'll sign off on our boys.
Yeah, I think we're good, man. We probably have a good chunk of time recorded. A lot of dead air, but it's all right. It's a chill session.
You think? Yeah, it's just that you think there was a lot of dead air?
A little bit, but hey, man, it's a chill session.
Yeah. It was a different
smoke break.
Yeah, for real. Is that what we're gonna call it?
Yeah, we'll call it smoke break.
We'll call it smoke break.
Smoke break.
What do they do for like little song interlude, right?
Yeah, right.
Smoke break, right? That's what it is. Smoke break. That's our interlude, bro. Yeah.
This smoke break is brought to you by
Call Your Cast. Well, I hope you guys enjoy the smoke break sesh.
Signing off.
Signing off.